This is what Chicago sounds like, supported by Goose Island. With their new Chicago-style ale, Born and Raised. The first edition of tap handles were hand-painted by Chicago artist Nate Otto. Learn more at gooseisland.com/born and raised. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Logan Square.
Logan Square.
Rogers Park Pills.
From Pilsen Neighborhood.
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport.
Humboldt Park.
Jefferson Park.
From La Vieta.
Ukrainian Village.
I'm Francis Almeida. I'm an art director and designer. I also run a little side business called Reppin' Pins, where we make pins that rep what you love, and I also teach once a week at DePaul University. And this is what Chicago sounds like. I was born and raised in the neighborhood of Lincoln Square. I've moved all around the city, but currently my wife and I live in Albany Park, which is, in my opinion, the most diverse neighborhood in Chicago. You have everything from a Filipino spot to a Swedish bakery to a Korean wing spot and a Popeyes next door. I love the variety and diversity of Albany Park, and we're going to be there for a while. Chicago has always felt like home to me. There was this feeling of home that I couldn't get from anywhere else, from the people to the neighborhoods and the food. I think we have everything that a big city has, but the people are nicer. Chicago feels real and genuine. The people here are very down to earth, no matter what status you are, and I hope that never changes. I'm Francis Almeida. I run Reppin' Pins, and this is what Chicago sounds like. Reppin' started in 2016 by my wife and I. We make enamel pins that represent things that you love. I think the inspiration was really just a drive to launch a side business on my own and call it my own. And this small business has turned into something bigger than I ever really expected. I like that something so small can really represent something big about you. My friends and family wore pins all over their jackets and backpacks. And being a graphic designer, I was like, well, I could design that pretty quickly. So, I started off with 3 donuts, and now we have over 125 designs. But pins are just a nice little thing that you could wear and express yourself in a really simple way. Reppin' is sold all over the city, the U.S., and little pockets around the world, which is great. And another part of the business is we just not only make our own pins, but we make pins for artists, brands, and organizations to bring them awareness as well. Some favorite pins of mine include a lot of the food ones. I'm a big pizza fan, so I got a deep dish pizza pin. We also have a little nod to Bill Murray, where he's doing a little Jordan pose. So we call that the Air Murray. And we have everything from Chicago flags to pride flags to some pins that represent the Filipino crowd, because I really want to give a voice to the Filipino community here in Chicago. So we have a Filipino star, a Filipino flag, and some food that represents the culture. So those are some of my favorites. I'm Francis Almeida. I run Reppin' Pins, and this is what Chicago sounds like. I've worked at different ad agencies, design firms, tech firms, animation houses for over 15 years, and Chicago has really opened up the doors for me as far as being a creative professional. And I give back by just sharing my experience and knowledge to those who want a professional creative career. I do that by teaching at DePaul University, which is actually where I went to school, as well as helping those around me. I'm blessed with a lot of people in my friends and family who are very talented and creative, and whenever they need help, I make time to give them help. I'm Francis Almeida, and this is what Chicago sounds like.